Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. We're going to jump on into another topic now. Dipper number two is called Election Machinations. So we're talking about all the different moving parts that are out there related to the election season that we are in. It can be issues. It can be endorsements. It can be early voting. And I'll tell you what, I got an audio clip. And Big Rig, I'm going to call for audio one here just momentarily. So you give me the thumbs up if you're good to go on it. Thumbs up. So here's the deal. Let's segue off that topic I had earlier. Dipper one was law and order. I talked a lot about the efforts for gun control, the willingness of local officials to abridge your constitutional rights, your Second Amendment rights, to include Mayor Stephen Reed of Montgomery, who has not only signed into law a most recent and illegal requirement that you have to show a picture ID to be allowed to carry a weapon. I mean, come on. Just out of thin air. Or he's going to charge you $118 and confiscate your weapon. Wow. Well, just so you know, as we move into this election season, if you've got anybody out there who's saying, well, I don't know why Kamala's bad, because I think that she will just do all she can to protect our constitutional rights. She's for freedom. Because Trump's the guy who's trying to destroy our democracy. Trump's gonna tear down the Constitution. Well, how about we just talk about things that Kamala Harris has actually said out loud, like one of which is, as we talk about election machinations, is her ability, in her own mind, to seize your weapons when she wants to. Let's try playing it. Go ahead.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
Wow. Wow. That is Kamala Harris, the former Attorney General of the state of California, who was saying that just because you have a gun locked up in your own personal home does not mean they can't come in there and see whether or not you're handling it appropriately or responsibly or whatever she said. Guess who decides what's responsible? The Democrats think they do. Listen, the bottom line is this. As you move into this election season, it's about policy. Now, in some ways, for me, it's about personality, too. I think that Kamala Harris is a dud. Personally, I think she's just a dud. I think she is literally Elmer Fudd running for president right now. Donald Trump is a hoot. I mean, and I love the fact that he got shot in the head and then he raised his fist up and yelled fight. I love the fact that he can go on Gutfield last night and not embarrass me, but yet laugh. I mean, every time Kamala tries to be lighthearted, it's embarrassing. I feel bad for her. I feel like I'm laughing at the special needs kid at school. But the reality is this. Overall, it is not about personality. It's got to be about policy. The Democrats are constantly saying, in fact, one of their harpy comments is, well, he's gonna destroy democracy. That Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy. He's going to tear down the Constitution. We'll have no freedom under. And yet you just heard the person who they put up to run for president say that she has no problem with the idea of the government coming in your house to see whether or not, in their opinion, you are responsibly handling your Second Amendment rights. You got that thing still up? You got that audio clip still available? Go ahead and get it ready again. I just think that's worth playing twice. It's because the audio was so bad, I want to make sure people can really hear it. You give me a thumbs up when you're ready, bud. This is who they have running for president. And in my opinion, listen, if they tell you who they are, believe them. Just believe them.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
No, you're not, lady.
Notice she said locked home.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They're going to bust in there.
I guess. It doesn't matter whether it's secured or not. Doesn't matter whether you have a right to the defense of your own castle. Doesn't matter whether you have a right to the use and enjoyment of your property. Doesn't matter whether you have a constitutional liberty. If they feel like they have a need, in her opinion, the person who wants to be president, she's going to walk in the door and just see. Maybe do a little something about it. All right, election machinations. Let's talk about some other stuff, though. Things to know in terms of this election season that we are already in. Phil, already in? It's November. No, y'all. Early voting starts today. Did you know that? So a piece I pulled off of CBS News, Dateline yesterday. All of the early voting is beginning now as we speak. Alabama, it points out, became the first state to begin sending out mail votes on September 11th. Now, let me correct that. They make it sound like we're an early voting state. We're not like that. Those are absentee ballots. As early as September 11th, Alabama is one of four states that does not allow early voting for no reason, but they do have absentee ballots that they will mail to you in the event that you have one of the legal criteria that Alabama law says you have to present in order to get an absentee ballot. So Alabama's first out the gate. We're the first ones to go, okay, here's that extra ballot. The thing to look at, though, is how many voters are now accessing early voting opportunities that didn't used to? Apparently, back in 2000, only 40% of voters in the United States had access to early voting. Now, 97% of the United States has at least one option to vote before Election Day. And I'll be honest with you, Republicans do a horrible job at tracking this. I'm not talking about hiding ballots under a table. I'm not talking about stuffing ballot boxes. I'm not talking about ballot harvesting. I'm just talking about the fact that there is an early voting opportunity and Republicans are like, oh, we're not doing that. And guess what? You'd better. You need to, some folks need to start banking that vote. But there are multiple states, 46 states and the District of Columbia all have options for some measure of early in-person or even mail voting. A bunch of states allow it for any and all reasons. In other words, I just feel like it. Okay. And then you mail it to you. States that offer early voting for all but require an eligible reason. Well, there's about 1, 2, 3, 4. There's about 8 of those that say, yeah, we'll mail you a ballot. Just, you know, give us an eligible reason. And then the ones that say early voting, but only if it's an absentee, like I'm not going to be here or I'm sick or I'm disabled or whatever, then Alabama falls into that category. So just so you know, the election season is now. We just had one debate, and yet people are already voting. We just found out who the Democrat candidate is going to be 60 days ago, and we're already voting. Whew! So the election machinations, number one, it's about policy. And when you finally get to see what her policies are, it's scary. Number two, the election machinations, the voting has already begun. It is underway right now as we speak. But then here's the other thing. What's happening with the battleground states? All right, so piece here also from CBS News. Just so you know, latest polling is showing that there's seven battleground states right now. Typically, they are Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. Did I name them all? I feel like I'm forgetting one. And Ohio. Is Ohio? Anyway, the bottom line is this. There's seven battleground states. Three of them are a complete toss-up. In fact, there's several of those states that are said to be the ones that will determine everything. Now, there's all kinds of scenarios. I could pick it apart. I actually heard a great commentary the other day. I think it was Kevin McCarthy and Bill Hemmer from Fox that were going back and forth on scenarios like they've got it memorized. Well, if this one goes down, but that one goes up, okay, I get it. But the reality is most of the election is going to be decided by those states. Now, let me just say this. That does not matter for you. You live in Alabama or Tennessee or Mississippi. You go vote, even though you may be a decidedly red state with a state that does not have a battleground listing. You still go vote because you don't take a chance on it not. Plus, there's all the down ballot votes. Don't forget, it's not just about the presidential race. It's about the congressional races that are on your ballot. And one of the most competitive congressional races in the nation is right here in Alabama, down in our new congressional district 2. Caroline Dobson running against Shamari Figures. You got to vote for the down ballot folks. some of those down ballot folks are local. And if you mess up and decide, well, my vote doesn't matter because we're going to vote Trump, and it's not all about the presidential race. You've got to vote for the down ballots as well. All right, that being said, those battleground states are polling right now neck and neck. Now, I don't know. I mean, part of me, Charlene and I were talking this morning, and I said, you know, I can't help but think that there's got to be a silent majority out there. Like watching this Teamsters Union thing, I can't help but think there's a silent majority out there that is not polling right. They're not polling openly, or they're not participating in the polling, or the polling is not grabbing them up at the very least. I just can't help but think that there's a silent majority, because you're watching things like the Teamsters choosing not to endorse. You're watching things like you got like RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard coming over to the Trump campaign. You got all kinds of things happening that indicate a shifting. I can't help but think that it can't be that close. But the polls say it is, so take that with a grain of salt, but at the same time, take it as some measure of truth that you got to operate against. Let me point this out before I go to the break. Georgia is one of the swing states. But you've also got places, like I said, like, you know, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. The Alabama Republican Party is looking for volunteers right now. If you want to go knock on doors in one of the other states, they have what they call the Mighty Task Force. The Mighty Alabama Task Force is going out to help these swing states with their campaign efforts. If you want to go do poll watching, if you want to go knock on doors, if you want to do manning phone banks, whatever the case may be, there's work to be done, and they'll take you, and they'll help you get there and go knock on some doors. All right. I got some other stuff on the election machinations, but we got to take a break right now. So we'll do that. We will take the break. We'll come right back. Hour number three on a Turbo Thursday, election machinations. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades, y'all. So election machinations. So far I've covered the fact that early voting's already started. I've covered the fact that that policy matters, and I played you the most arrogant clip of Kamala Harris basically saying that there's no reason in the world why she can't just walk into your house and take your guns if she needs to. Just saying. I've talked about the fact that there are battleground states right now where they could use some help, and if you want to go help, there's a way for you to do it. But the battleground states, even though we're not a battleground state, it does not mean don't vote. It does not mean don't vote, because the down ballot votes need you as much as everybody else does. And we have got to secure Congress and the Senate. So do not for a second forget that your local folks need your vote, and your down ballots on the congressional races need your vote. And in some places, there are Senates that need your vote. I'm just saying, don't not vote because you think your state's not a battleground. There are battles, just not for the presidency in some states. And then there's this one. There's a story out right now, CBS again, that there are Republicans and Democrats alike have assembled teams of lawyers to address any voting challenges surrounding the election. Since 2020, it says, more than two dozen counties in eight states have tried to block certification of their elections. This year alone, officials in the battleground states of Nevada and Michigan attempted not to certify local races in an early indication of what might come to pass. And then he goes on to talk about, like, the Georgia Election Board approved two rules that empower local officials more. Republican groups have been pushing GOP voters to embrace early mail voting, and that can create challenges. Here's the deal. The law allows for votes to be challenged. You're an election denier. That's where they constantly try to pigeonhole you, except that you'll find that Democrats call out election issues as much as Republicans do. Why? Because the law allows it. I mean, I've said it multiple times on this show. I have been the attorney for someone in a local election who lost by one vote, and we went to court to check on things. We actually proved that five more votes should have counted. Unfortunately, when we opened them, she still lost those by 3-2, so she still lost by one. And like I said, I've told this story multiple times. I told the judge, heck of a thing when we won the case and still lost the race, but nonetheless, we proved that some votes needed to count. That being said, lawyers, yep, they're necessary. And every every county board, every Republican and Democrat county, you know, party is going to wind up having local attorneys who are on call to help them with issues. If you're an attorney and you want to be a part of that, let your local party know that you're on call and you'll be glad to assist as needed. All that to say, the law allows you to challenge. The fact that, let me put it this way, the fact that the law governs elections means that you have rights under the law to challenge the results of the elections. And there's hoops you got to jump through. I mean, in Alabama, you have to do things like you have to state your case, you have to give the grounds under which you challenge it, you have to show that the grounds are a part of what the statute allows, you have to post a bond. In other words, you can't just do it frivolously. You got to post a bond, have a little skin in the game. And then it's just like anything else. It's a matter of evidence and testimony. Can you get it done? Can you prove to the satisfaction of the court that there is an issue that needs to be addressed? All right, listen, we're going to wind up taking a break here momentarily. When we come back, I'm going to wrap that up. Plus, y'all are some texting monsters today. I mean, I've got Big Rig. How many text messages do we have that I haven't gotten to yet? I'm looking.
I don't know. I'm looking at probably like 15 or 20.
Woof. All right, we're going to get a bunch of those too. Coming in the last half hour on a Turbo Thursday. Yeah, getting you all the way to Friday. By the way, this Teamsters thing, I'll talk about that more when I get back, because the Dems are losing it right now. They are, and rightfully so, because they just got called out today by the head of the Teamsters, and so they're lashing out at him. How dare you have an opinion? Remember when Trump and Biden said, if you ain't vote for me, you ain't black. Well, guess what? Guess what happens when you take advantage of people's voting records? I'm just saying, it's not good. And so, yeah, the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, he came out today with some comments. It was pretty funny. Yeah, election machinations right now. The election machinations are ongoing, and we're already in the election season, you guys. Listen, tell your friends, if they're not sure they're going to be around, if they're planning a family vacation, if they're worried at all about getting it done, then just get it in early, all right? Just do it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hour number three is halfway over. We're in go-home mode right now, 4:35 p.m. Stay with us all the way to the end here on a Turbo Thursday. Jeffro from Indiana is on the line. Jeffro, what you got going on?
Oh, we're in the go-through Nashville mode right now. Sooner the better.
Well, that's still go-home mode. You're in go-home mode. You just wish you could do a Turbo on Turbo Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, I need a tank. So I can just buzz right on through here.
No doubt. What you think about today, man?
Let's blow your mind, okay?
Come on.
I think we need to make it illegal to lie about elections, about politics.
Wow.
And
that's going to do away with most politicians.
You can't do that because, but before you say that you can't do that because of the Constitution, having freedom of speech, let me remind you that if you lie in a court of law, you know, there's punishments for that. So because you're under oath. At the same time, while you're not under oath, if you lie to an FBI agent, you're still could be arrested for lying. So under that premise, if you lie in an election or whatever, then why can't you be penalized or arrested? I guess we could start fining. If you lie, we could just make a fine or make you pay so much per word,
you know,
that you lie.
Truth in advertising really ought to matter, right?
Of course.
I actually was talking to somebody one time, and they were talking about somebody who was, you know, opposite of me on a political issue. And they said, yeah, you know, but it's politics, I guess. I said, no, it's called a lie. Just because it has politics mixed in with it does not make it not a lie. It's still a lie.
Yeah, I mean, which is more dangerous, yelling fire in a crowded theater or lying about what you're going to do in an election and cause millions of people's lives or you know, detriment? So which is more dangerous to you?
Well, and, you know, the funny thing is the law sometimes refers to that as, believe it or not, there's a term. It's called puffery. which is about the weakest word. But puffery is a legal term that basically means, well, you were embellishing slightly, but you didn't mean anything by it. It was just kind of your way of trying to hype up the moment. It was puffery. And that's sometimes used in advertising and sometimes used in political puffery. No, it's a lie. Thank you very much. It's a lie. just a straight out lie. Wow.
So like I say, you know, we got all these laws about everything else, and they go against the Constitution. Looks like the gun grabs and stuff they do. I'm still waiting for somebody to show me in the Constitution the Second Amendment where it says anything about a firearm. If they can point that out to me, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the other thing. Speaking of firearms, I want to know this. So Kamala says she owns a firearm. Nobody asked her what kind. I want to know what she owns. What do you think? What does she own? Does she own a firearm?
Let's see. A cap gun. That would be fire coming out of that, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Technically, it would be a firearm.
She probably owns like a Nerf gun or something, you know, just a super soaker. But
I don't believe her, because if she had a firearm, she'd probably shoot herself because she couldn't handle it.
No doubt. All right, man. Be safe on the road heading through the Nashville area and all the way to the house, all right?
Oh, I'm having more fun than I should be allowed to have.
Yeah. All right, brother. Have a good one. We'll see you. Bye. Let's do a little more of this election machinations. What else I got in my stack that's worth bringing up? First of all, I hope you guys noticed that a mere 48 days before the election being over, that the Fed finally slashed the interest rate. Well, now, how'd that happen? I mean, goodness knows they haven't done anything about it in 4 years except raise the rate. So the first time in 4 years, all of a sudden, bada boom, bada bing, the interest rates go down. Like by 50 basis points. Just boom. Yeah, we think we're finally there. Boom. Dropping it. And I'm sure the Democrats are going to say, see, on our watch, it lowered. It's still not lower as low as it was. It's still not. How about this? What else have I got? The Teamsters thing, by the way, we've talked about it already, but let me just refresh a piece of that. So the Teamsters came out today, and the Democrats are ticked. In fact, several Democrats, story on Fox News came up just a few minutes ago. Several Democrats have now responded to them not issuing a presidential endorsement, saying, unfortunately, neither major candidate was able to, Representative Jim McGovern of a Democrat of Massachusetts, he says that Trump is the most anti-labor president we ever had. It's clear these workers are misinformed or uninformed, McGovern said. His allegiance is not towards the working people. I got news. What he just basically did was call members of unions stupid if they don't agree with him. That's what he just did. Representative Stephen Horsford, a Democrat from Nevada, tweeted out that Harris has cast the tie-breaking Senate vote to protect Teamsters' pensions. Don't you understand? You people, don't you know? Well, I got news. The Teamsters know. They know. They know it's not always about contracts with big labor. They know that sometimes you got to have an environment in which business will stay here and jobs will not be shipped overseas. And they need somebody who's not going to gerrymander the entire automotive industry. It's just and cancel, you know, massive jobs in the oil industry. I mean, it's they know what they're doing. They're not idiots. And the rank and file of the Teamsters, now some of them may be bought and sold by the union mentality, but the rank and file are just folks like me and you. The vast majority of them, they see and experience the same price of groceries. They see and experience the same cost of living. They see and experience the same frustrations with social cultures that are being, you know, empowered, social cultural issues that are being empowered right now. All said and done, Teamsters chose not to endorse. That was huge, by the way. First time in like 40 years, the Teamsters have chosen to stay out of it or not endorse a Democrat. What does that do to the vote? I don't know that it would have changed the vote, because the rank and file already said they were majority voting for Trump anyway in the Teamsters. But what it does do is it keeps Teamster money out of the election, and it keeps Teamster get out the vote efforts out of the elections, because they do. They provide a infrastructure and a monetary base. It's not going to happen this year. We'll see how that plays out. And let's see, the last one I got here, machinations for the election. Gallup poll, according to Red State, A new Gallup poll has come out showing that Trump has had a 5-point increase in his favorability ratings. This is Gallup. It's a good poll. Poll shows that 46% had a favorable view of Trump compared to 53% unfavorable, but that's gone up 5 points since August. Harris, on the other hand, is at 44% favorable to 54% unfavorable. She's actually gone down 3 points since August. That means the debate did not help her fave-unfave ratings. So when they look at polling, there's different kinds of polling. There's issues-based polling. There's polling on, candidates themselves. And then within the candidates themselves, they sometimes poll what they call the fave-unfave, the head-to-head, the how do you feel about that? Not just their policies. Like, what would you think if you knew this about that? That's a different deal. We're talking about just fave-unfave. How do you perceive that candidate? And what they're saying right now is there was no debate bounce for Kamala Harris. They were talking about how she won. She won that debate. And I'll be honest with you, she may have. But she didn't get the debate bump out of it. So both candidates are still slightly underwater on their favorability ratings. But Trump's is climbing. And he has a 9-point lead overall with the independents, by the way. While Kamala is declining, according to a nonpartisan Gallup poll. I'm telling you right now, Democrats are worried, and they should be. And they should also be worried because of what they did to Joe Biden. I'm not a Joe Biden fan. I'm not a Joe Biden defender. I'm not going to be an apologetic for Joe Biden. I'm not. But what I'm saying is, what they did to Joe Biden is just unconscionable. They basically used him and then cast him aside. Now they pretend like he's not even there. He's a non-issue to them. By the way, where is he president still? I think he is, supposedly. All right, let me jump on a few text messages here. I'll close out with a bunch of y'all chiming in on stuff. Let's see if I can scroll down. And Brad from Limestone County says, the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution does not forbid the states and localities to enact gun laws. The Bill of Rights only applies to the general government, not the states. So-called incorporation doctrine is a myth. Brad, you're wrong. He said, that said, your right to bear arms is not a Second Amendment right. It's a natural right. The right to self-defense is the right of every living thing. Okay. Yes, the natural law definitely applies. However, at some point, you have to also have the ability to have the black letter law, which is what you go to court with. The black letter law gives you your constitutional rights. The states may not abridge that which is constitutionally protected as a national matter. You can have local laws that may enhance certain things, but you cannot have a preemption. And that's what was happening right now in Montgomery. He's trying to preempt state and federal law. Brian from Huntsville, Area 51, after the initial incident, 9 months later, Al Gore was born. Is that not proof of aliens? Yeah, give me some applause on that one, Big Rig. That was hilarious. Brian from Huntsville, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Jay from Legtown says, y'all know where the term fighter originally came from? Foo Fighters was used by Allied aircraft pilots during World War II to describe various unidentified flying objects or mysterious aerial phenomena. Just a little fun fact. I had heard that. I'm not sure why Dave Grohl decided to name his band the Foo Fighters, but maybe it's because they're from another planet. Who knows? Paul from Decatur says, that's a big text. I got to go back and look at it, man. I guess he's talking about... Paul, I'll tell you what, it's such a long text. I need to look at it first where I can even read it on the air. Rat from Athens says, what you think about Mike Rogers' no vote and his excuse of why he did it? Rap, you're going to have to be more clear, but I think you're talking about the continuing resolution. Mike Rogers is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and I'm sure what he was looking at was budgets. Plus, he's also known to be more moderate on these things. He's not a Freedom Caucus guy, never has been. He's got one of the most moderate Republican records in the nation. So I'm not surprised. How about that? Jim from Grove Oak says, hey, Colonel, does anyone think it a coincidence that Hillary's new book came out just in time to further insult Trump? No, it was timed. What are you kidding? The thing is, no one calls that an October surprise, right? It's just Hillary. Whatever. That's the way we feel about it. All right, take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll come back and get a few more of your text messages and just see what's up. heading on in for a Turbo Thursday. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Big Rig, you have some news. The podcast. Tell me.
It hit 250,000 downloads.
250,000 downloads. I think we need some applause and some booms and some, just throw in all kinds of sound effects right there, man. Just go at it. Laughters. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's amazing. All right. So that's big doings for us. Right Side Media, by the way, is expanding. We got a lot of things going on here behind the scenes that y'all can't see right now, but I'm just telling you, it's big doings. And to know that, and that's all organic too, brother. You know, we're not sitting there going promo this and promo that. It's just happening.
Yeah.
250,000 downloads of the Right Side Radio version of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate you. Tell your friends. By the way, we do have the video podcasts are going strong. The Right Philosophy podcast, the newest one came out yesterday. I filmed that one at my house in my study. Really proud of the audio and video quality on it. Picture like my daily monologues, but doing that in a video capacity, a little bit longer form. And then the Right Click podcast comes out every Friday, and Birdman just revamped his studio, and it looks cool. So check out the Right Click podcast if you're into gaming and high tech, and just listen, it's good stuff. So podcasting's all going on. We got the Right Side Way written op-ed that goes out every week. It's published in like 18 papers. And we're just continuing to expand. It's a blessing because this is really happening because of y'all. It's not because we're just doing great stuff. It's because we got a great audience. That's what's driving this train. Right Side Radio continues to get rated as one of the highest ranked afternoon drive talk shows across the northern part of the state. Paul from Huntsville says, can we do a check on the same people who left $1 billion worth of our stuff sitting around Afghanistan or lost assault weapons in Mexico? We should. Yes. Bruce from Springville says, Kamala Harris is the next best thing to, I hear you. She's awful when she opens her mouth. Yes, indeed. Wiley from Gunnersville says, Phil, I've read that the Montgomery gun bill will also require individuals to present proof of purchase. Really? In order to get their weapons back. I had not heard that, but I don't doubt it. He said, the people that came up with this bill are just too stupid to be responsible gun owners. They ought to be banned from owning them themselves. No doubt. And Lord, the text messages keep on streaming in. John from Huntsville just texted in. He says, me and my best friend E.T. just had a very intense discussion about today's show. We decided that Butters and Lee get an A++ for their equally fantastic performances. However, we both agreed today's co-winners are obviously Phil and Big Rig with an out-of-this-world UFO-sized A++. Thank you. Thank you very much. Big Rig, congratulations to you. Proud to share the honor of winning with you today.
Thank you. Same.
Absolutely. David from Bucky's says, Phil, when the liberals try to put bans on assault weapons, maybe they ought to start with Nerf guns. And he's got me a picture of some pretty epic assault Nerf guns. That's what Kamala has. It's got to be. Magazine-fed Nerf guns. I mean, this is like next level. What we got? Is this Wolverine Dan texting in right now? I think it is, man. You need to go ahead and plug his name in. I don't think we had him for some reason saved. He just says, if you let them get away with things, they don't have to explain why they're doing it. So therefore, they could care less. Let them eat cake. That sounds like Wolverine Dan. Russell from Rural Route 1 says, who gets to determine who's lying? Exactly. Yellow Dog Mike from Huntsville says, Springfield, Ohio, I guess, should sue Trump and Vance for the cost to respond to the lies they spread. Actually, it's the other way around. The citizens there are not mad at Trump. Citizens are mad at their local officials who are not helping to protect them and the Biden administration for just literally adding a third more to the population. Yellow Dog Mike, you're just so out of control, man. The reality is this. You got Springfield, Ohio. Population 60,000. They added 20,000 Haitian migrants. 20,000. That's a third more in the population. And they weren't even ready for it. Dave from Madison says, Phil, my wife is worried that if we vote absentee or early, they won't be counted until after the election. Is that true? Or should we or shouldn't we? It's your call, man. But they are, I've been a part of these before where they count them. And I know how it works. And I feel confident that it'll get counted. Wanda from Somerville says, and by the way, Dave from Madison again, I'll just tell you this. If you, in Alabama, you have to have a legally justifiable reason under the statute to vote absentee. But if you do think that you're not going to be here that day, or you have no expectation, like you have a surgery planned or something like that, absolutely do it. You're guaranteed to miss if you don't vote at all. Wanda from Somerville says, my thoughts, the early voters for Harris will be like Jacob. The voters will think they're getting a Rachel, but November 6th and forward, they'll find out they're stuck with a Leah, not what they bargained for. Wow, Wanda. I'm digging the biblical references. Can you imagine how do you still have a father-in-law like that? All right, you guys, listen, there's the music playing, so the preacher's got to quit preaching, but you guys have an amazing night. Do not forget, I say it all the time, there are more of us than there are of them, and God is still on his throne, so stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.